This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. New song, 830-WCCO. It is October the 9th. As we live in the state of hockey, that's what we claim it to be. Well, tonight, the Minnesota Wild start the journey on the path to get to the postseason for the NHL playoffs and to hopefully hoist the Stanley Cup. Let's be clear, because I have not heard this anywhere, but this is what I believe, that Kirill Kaprizov, the star for the Minnesota Wild, he is under the microscope to lead the Minnesota Wild to its first Stanley Cup. And now he must get the scrutiny like all the other star athletes. It's a must. When you look at this situation here, and I know that he got the big, massive, fat contract, 8 years. I can't remember exactly what the dollar amount was. But Kirill the Thrill, in my opinion, is under the microscope. And this is what happens when you are extremely talented. You are viewed as a rising star, possibly a superstar in your sport, and you get paid. Now the microscope comes, the more criticism comes, it all comes with it. And I'm not sitting here saying that he is the only one. Anthony Edwards is also someone that is under that microscope, but to a lesser degree. He's 24 years old. Kirill is 28. I got to be honest with you guys. I didn't realize until this week how old he was. He's 28 years old. He is in his prime. And yes, I am putting Anthony Edwards on the hot seat too. You know I love my Wolves basketball. You know I love my basketball. You know I'm a season ticket holder for the Wolves. He's on the hot seat too. Get her done, Ant. Back-to-back years, Western Conference Finals. Trying to get to the NBA Finals. Step your game up even more. You got winded 2 years ago. Last year wasn't enough against OKC. You are on the hot seat too. But the difference between the two is that Ant's 24. He's not even in his prime yet. In the NBA, an individual is in their prime between years 26 and 32. That's your prime. 26 and 32. Now, I'm not going to give Ant a pass because when you get to the Western Conference Finals in back-to-back years, we know that you've got the talent to go next level. And everybody's anointing him like he's on the verge of being Michael Jordan. He's got to step it up. But what about Kirill? He's 28. It's go time. And I know that there's probably one or two of you out there, and I'll give up the phone number, 651-461-9226, that are probably like, well, hold on, Lake. We've seen Byron Buxton be under the microscope. You're talking about Anthony Edwards being under the microscope. You're talking about Kirill Kaprizov being under the microscope. What about Justin Jefferson? Justin Jefferson is in the least position to be able to impact his team in championships than those guys. Yes, he's the best wide receiver in football. But if J.J. McCarthy or Carson Wentz can't get him the football, it won't matter. Anthony Edwards can single-handedly get the job done on many nights for the Wolves. Kirill Kaprizov can do the same for the Minnesota Wild. But it's time. There's no, we're kicking it down the road with these guys. Oh, we got these guys locked up for so many years. Well, let's not do that. I got mad with Ant last year at the end of the series where, what did Ant say? Ant made a comment in the press conference where they were talking about, the theme of the conversation at the time or at the moment was about Mike Conley and wanting to get to an NBA Finals for Mike Conley. And Anthony Edwards was saying something along the lines of, you know, I'm young, we got time, whatever, you know, we'll get back to it. And I said at that time, if you remember, I said, Ant, you can't take these moments for granted. You just can't. Think about Dan Marino when he got to a Super Bowl. What did we all think? We thought that Dan Marino was going to go to a bunch of Super Bowls, that Dan Marino was going to be able to get the team back. That's why right now, if you're a Chiefs fan, don't think that you're going to have, seriously, three or four more times with Patrick Mahomes. You might, but nothing's guaranteed. This is probably the last go-round for Travis Kelce. I think he's going to retire at the end of this year. LeBron James, the breaking news of the day with LeBron James, he's going to be out the first month of the season. I think this is it for LeBron James. I think he's done.
Yeah.
Father time always wins. But in the state of hockey, I think it's time to go ahead and apply that slight pressure and put under the microscope Kirill Kaprizov.
It's funny you mention that because I think a lot of people are – I think a lot of people sat through the summer waiting on – oh, that those Parise Suter contracts to expire, because then this will be our year. We could spend money and get big time players, and now you pretty much threw almost all of that cash at Kirill Kaprizov, and now everybody has to face the music of, this is our guy. He is our leader. He is the guy that is going to lead this team into that next echelon of play, and especially the Ant situation. 24 years old. And trust me, he's got a lot of runway left if he stays healthy. Now, if I were to put all my betting chips in one basket, I'd say the Wolves get a title before the Wild do, because I just think we're that. The math shows, the logic shows with that. But, yeah, to your point, I think a lot of people would just think that multiple players win championships, and we're seeing two great examples of, no, this is our guy. These are our guys, and you're going to have to take it or leave it, whether you like it or not.
Your thoughts on this topic, 651-461-9226. Because I'm dead serious. I'm not just bluffing, and I'm not blowing smoke. I think that the clock clearly ticking for Ant, the clock clearly ticking for Kirill. Kirill, when I saw that Kirill Kaprizov was 28, he looks like he's 16.
He does.
Like,
he does.
And I know that he hasn't played a ton of years in the National Hockey League, but that did surprise me.
Yeah.
And let's go back to something else, because we like to trot out that we're the state of hockey, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we proclaim Minnesota to be. Mm-hmm. I remember, and this is one of the coolest moments, at least for me, because it caught me off guard, in terms of broadcasting and doing radio. July the 4th, 2012. I'll never forget that day.
Yeah.
I was on the airwaves at KFAN, and the news broke that Ryan Suter and Zach Parise both signed with the Minnesota Wild. Both signing identical 13-year, $98 million contracts. And what happened to be a full show of me being on the airwaves for like 3 hours ended up being Henry Lake is doing some sort of Minnesota Wild fan line for like 5 hours that day. Literally, they are booking all kinds, and this is on a holiday.
Yeah.
And you know, on a holiday like July the 4th, it's a ghost town. There's nobody at the station. It's bare bones.
You and I are the only people in Minneapolis that day.
it's literally, it was so many. Like, the PD had to call in and be like, hey, we're going to get you this person. We're going to get you that person. We're going to get you this person. To all call in and talk about and weigh in on that day. But this is the thing. You know what the mentality was? Oh, we're definitely getting a championship. But beyond the we're definitely getting a championship. When you see how many years the contract is, what do we tend to do? We kick it in terms of the expectations down the road. We're like, oh, we got all the time in the world. These guys will get it done in year 4 or 5 or 6. There's no givens in the world of sports. 651-461-9226. Your text, your phone calls, we'll take them next year on The Lake Show. And Kuroko.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kaprizov and Anthony Edwards are not going to be forever young. They're not. It is go time. Us as sports fans in Minnesota, we want to win, and we want to win now. Timberwolves have never won an NBA championship, have never been to an NBA Finals. Minnesota Wild, same thing. It's go time. These guys may be young today. They'll be old tomorrow. 651-461-9226. And we also got to step up our expectations, I think, around here. We know what the natural progression can be. And I don't think that we, and when I say we, I'm talking about us as a fan base and even in the media, is putting enough pressure on the Wolves going into this year. You just went to the Western Conference Finals back-to-back years. Mm-hmm. The natural progression you would think is get to the finals. Yeah. I get it. OKC is the team to beat. We get that. I understand that the Houston Rockets added KD and, you know, they're looking to take some steps forward. Totally get all of that. But it is what it is. In sports, you take those steps and you show some progress, we expect you to ultimately close it, seal the deal. People thought that the Detroit Lions were going to be better last year. They were better last year. They still couldn't get it done. And then everybody thought this year the Lions will take a step back because they don't have all of the pieces from last year and they lost both of their coordinators. But you know what? Detroit Lions, pretty darn good. Text line from the 612. State of hockey? What a joke. State of producing hockey stars for other places. Let me say this in response to that. I actually don't care where we get the hockey players from. Just win. Just win. I don't care if we have no players from Minnesota on the Wild. Just win, baby. Isn't that what it's about? I mean, Kirill's not exactly from the States.
Yeah.
Just get it done. And they also say Wild must go to the second round of the playoffs this year, Stanley Cup next year.
Yeah.
You're a hockey guy, so yeah. what do you say to that, Josh?
Yeah, so I'm not saying this is
what's your Wild hat on.
So this is year three of the quote-unquote five-year plan that Bill Guerin and Craig Leopold had talked about a few years ago. I don't see them getting to the Cup this year. I would expect a deeper playoff run this year because you have the Matt Boldys, you have the Danila Yurovs developing, you have Brock Faber, Kaprizov, Eck, and the key word here is healthy. If they stay healthy, this team will go past the first round.
Well, we've already had an injury that's impacting him.
The wheels are already coming off.
Yeah, and that was who is it that we acquired that just
so
got?
So Nico Sturm was with us a couple years ago. He's back now. He won a cup with the Panthers last year. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. He's actually going under the knife, I believe, for this procedure. And we have Zuccarello out for 6 to 8 weeks. It's not looking good out of the gate for the Minnesota Wild. And Brodin is out tonight with the an illness, I believe. So
I tell you, man, like it's already starting not so good.
It's not a good week.
But it doesn't take away from the expectations necessarily. Like we sit here and you just named off three guys.
Yep.
Good players for the Minnesota Wild. You know what it doesn't do? It doesn't take the pressure off Kirill Kaprizov.
Here's the problem, though, and I'm saying this as a hockey guy. Now Ryan Hartman has to take more reps because we don't have Nico Sturm to do faceoffs, to do penalty kill. The reason why they did not succeed last year, a big reason, is the penalty kill, and Nico Sturm probably is one of the better people that we brought in to fix that issue. And guess what? We're out 6 to 8 weeks without him.
Now, I'll say this, though. So what? I understand the reality of what you just said, but I'm saying so what, not in terms of like, I'm not empathetic to it. I'm saying so what, basically cosplaying as a season ticket holder for the Wild or just like crazy Wild fans that are like, I don't care. Get it done. What do you say to that? Because that is how it happens.
They have no reason not to.
Because let's look at the Wolves. Mm-hmm. Let's say that not Ant, but let's say that it's Dante DiVincenzo. Let's say that he's out for 3 or 4 weeks. You know what the average Timberwolves fan is going to say? So what? That's my point.
I mean, contribution level. Let's take a look at Dante's contribution level in the postseason last year. There was a lot of hot and cold from Dante. Dante's replaceable, especially from the depth we have on the bench. That's a replaceable piece. He's good. He can be good.
Is Nico replaceable?
Who? Oh, Nico Sturm? not in the sense that not what we brought him in for. No, he's not. Our penalty kill is terrible. On our faceoff, you have Eriksson Ek, and that's pretty much it. So it's not looking good for the Wild. But we'll see. I'll tell you what I'll do. On Saturday when I'm la-di-da up in press level, I'll go talk to all the top people that you're friends with, including our good friend Jesse, and see if they say, so what? I'll see if they have the same mentality.
No. I didn't say that was my mentality.
Okay.
That is the average Wild fan that's going to say that.
Well, because you said everybody's impatient. It's a win now.
That's just how it is. And that's just how the average Wild fan is.
And I've become exhausted with that. It's just.
But when people are paying good money to see you, I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
I totally.
I pay good money for
the
Wolves.
Twins, and we've seen a lot of fatigue with that in the last month with our.
Good money to see the Wolves.
Yeah.
I pay good money to sit here while working and send other people to Wolves games.
Yeah.
And I know that I have the mentality.
Fair.
So what?
No.
When Rudy's not playing, so what? Get it done, and now to be clear, you can have more of that perspective when you have a star player that can typically get it done. Mm-hmm. Without some of the other pieces. Because that's how stars become stars. Like, they're able to elevate other people. And I think that that's part of it, too, with Kirill. Let's be honest here. That's part of it with Kirill Kaprizov, is that he is not only getting paid to produce himself, but also be a guy that's going to have other people be in the mix and get better.
And that's, I think, one of the biggest bummers about Zuccarello being out for a significant time is before he came here, there was not really a pairing with Zuccarello on any other team that has helped him produce the numbers that he has until he met Kirill Kaprizov. Once Kirill and Zucky became a pairing, that went so skyrocketed into the echelon that I don't think a lot of people knew it was going to. So yeah. Zuccarello was good, but he was not as good as he has been with Kaprizov. So you're right. Stars elevate not equal but lesser level stars.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to have to – we have an in-studio guest that's going to join us here in a little bit. They're a little bit behind, so we'll bump that here to another segment. But what we'll do right now is I want to get into this story from the Minnesota Star Tribune with regards to faulty breathalyzer tests that may have compromised DWI charges in at least three counties. We get to that next year.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your weather on the... It's time to scrutinize some of the blood alcohol content in breathalyzer tests with regards to DWIs. And I say that not to be combative or go against law enforcement and the tools that they use, but we have a situation here in Minnesota in which it sounds as though there's been some fraudulent data or inaccurate data with regards to people that have ended up with DWIs based on testing with their blood alcohol content. According to the Minnesota Star Tribune, dozens of alcohol breath tests conducted by law enforcement in at least three Minnesota counties may have been compromised because of operator error, state officials said. That is unfortunate. That is scary. That is something that I think that most people would say is unacceptable. And the reason why we would all say that, and I would fall into that camp, DUIs are serious. And what have I said throughout the years, the last couple of years specifically? We don't take DUIs seriously enough. Like, it's a big deal. It is a big deal to get a DUI. And I had a coworker that I worked with back, we worked together for like 5 years between 2008 and 2013. And she got a DUI. And, you know, she confided in me a little bit. You know, clearly she was like, I made a mistake. It was something that I should not have gotten behind the wheel, whatever. And she was paying the price. DUIs, I learned back in, I think she got it in like 2010, are extremely expensive. It is costly to get a DUI. Okay? So it's going to hit you both in the pockets and also just from the stance of being able to operate a motor vehicle. But in this report, it says more than 70 tests in Aiken County, 45 in Winona County, and 13 in Chippewa County incorrectly used a data master instrument to test blood alcohol content over varying times or periods of time, according to the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. A control piece of equipment was installed incorrectly. Okay? In at least one case, fourth-degree drunken driving charges against a man were recently dismissed by the Aiken County Attorney's Office because of the mistake. And this is coming from, in court documents, County Attorney James Ratz said the error compromised the validity and accuracy of the test results. And he says, quote, the Aiken County Attorney's Office has reviewed your case and is determined to dismiss your case in the interest of justice. Twin Cities-based defense attorney Chuck Ramsey said he noticed the inconsistency for two of his clients who were given breath tests in charge of Aiken County. He says, quote, I looked at the data and realized something was wonky there. That imagine that. Imagine that. J-Dub, you're like, Hold on. All I had was a Moscato with my wife. I'm good. Otherwise, I've been sipping sodas, and you telling me that I'm drunk? I'm fine. And then, boom. So, like, how do you rectify that? So, like, for instance, let's say that you have to go through the situation where you have to pay the fine, mm-hmm. you're in the program, whatever. Like, you can't get refunded for that.
Yeah.
Because people pay thousands of dollars dealing with the repercussions. And I'm not saying that if you get a DUI, a legitimate DUI, that you shouldn't have to pay the price. But the bottom line is it's a very expensive thing.
Yeah. I think one of the weird, not fears, but uncertainties that I always have when, you know, I go out and do whatever is, what happens if that one time it's just like a little faulty? Like, sure, I'll have a beer, or two beers. I usually balance that with a couple waters just to make it go down easier. And I just don't trust some of the technology they use, even though they've tested it out millions of times. And like you said, you end up paying the price regardless. It's not something you could just go up to a district office and be like, hey, I want my money back. This is not accurate. This is not good.
All right, so this is a question I'll post with the text line at 651-461-9226. Do you think that all of those tests should be thrown out? Do you think they should be thrown out? And this is the reason why I bring it up. The BCA hadn't been notified that any other counties are affected, they said in an email. Ramsey, though, however, said he has more. That's the attorney for the clients that had it tossed out. He says that in Hennepin County, he found upward of 90 allegedly faulty test results. In Olmsted County has a handful, he said. Ramsey said he believes Hennepin and Olmsted County officials are aware of the bad data. Efforts to reach prosecutors and sheriffs in those counties Thursday for the Minnesota Star Tribune were not successful. This is what I would say. And I'm all for prosecuting people when they're doing wrong. But if there's evidence that you might have 90 faulty tests, how can you justify that?
It's time to examine your inventory a little bit. Just a little bit.
I mean, that's insane.
Where are these tests being shipped from? That's my question.
Well, remember now, let's go back. According to the piece here, It says a control piece of equipment was installed incorrectly. Okay. I I'm not in this to just let people just get over. And to just, in the words of Denny Green, we let them off the hook. But I'm sorry, man. We're talking about people who are wronged here. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. Don't you think?
You would feel like more boxes need to be checked before these are actually put into play in the real world. But it sounds like even with the faulty piece of equipment, those boxes were not checked. And they just said, all right,
I guess that this is what I'm going to say. I'm not going to sit here and act as though, like, or believe that the counties were purposely doing this. I don't believe that.
No.
I believe that this is an honest mistake, but how do you correct the honest mistake?
How do you rectify it? Yeah.
Because if people end up with a DUI that's not accurately a DUI or DWI,
yeah.
Then I'm sorry. I'm not for punishing people that didn't do what they allegedly were accused of.
Yeah. You don't want that to really inflate the numbers that we often get from studies and stuff throughout the year, especially here in Minnesota. Not good.
Yeah, it just...
It does come into... The numbers do add up, especially if you have that many mistakes. That's going to add up when it comes to, hey, Minnesota's up 9% from last summer. Well, check Aiken County. Check what were the other counties that you said?
The counties that were involved in this were Aiken County, yep. 70 tests in Aiken County, 45 in Winona County, and 13 in Chippewa County.
Jeez, 70 in Aiken. There's more. That's more than the amount of people that live in Aiken. I'm not from Aiken, but I grew up in Aiken.
But think about that. Let's add so let's just use those numbers: the 70, yeah, the 45, and the 13. and they said more than 70. So, but we'll just use 70 as a baseline. I mean, we're talking 128 tests.
Yeah, that's
and we know that it's more because they said more than 70 in just Aiken. I don't know,
depending on the number per person, like you mentioned before, if it's nine, you need some help. But if it's like one conviction or two convictions, yeah, that's something we need to dig a little deeper as far as I guess rectifying is the wrong word for it, but making good on it.
Yeah, and the Winona County Attorney's Office said any pending cases involving tests during that time will be dismissed, and anyone who pleaded guilty during that time should contact the office to have the conviction overturned, which is good, I think, according to Sheriff Ron Ganrud. Mm. He says, quote, "We're taking it very seriously." And that's the reason why I bring it up, because I think that it is a very, very serious situation with regards to everything. It's insane. It really is insane. All right, 651-461-9226. A quick reminder that the NHL season, we know that it has started. The Minnesota Wild, one of the few teams that still has not gotten on the ice yet, they will be dropping the puck at 7 o'clock. They will be facing the St. Louis Blues, who of all the teams, that probably is the team that I hate the most. Like, I can't stand the Blues. Well, like which Wild team do you hate the most? I mean, not Wild team, Wild opponent that you hate the most.
I would probably say it is Dallas.
Really? Okay.
I have a strong hatred for Dallas and their fan base. I used to hate Colorado, then I married a Avalanche fan, so I can't hate Colorado. But, yeah, Dallas for sure is top of the list. Winnipeg is up there, too. Winnipeg has some pretty snobby players when it comes to hurting guys that are on our team. Which is funny you mentioned the Suter-Parise thing, because Suter was getting paid by half the Central Division for up until he became a free agent this offseason. Blues, Dallas, and us. So must be nice to get paid from pretty much every team in your division for the last few years. A lot of paydays for Mr. Ryan Suter.
Yeah, when I look at this, I think you kind of changed it. You kind of changed my outlook on it a little bit, just because as much as I do hate St. Louis, you're right though. Dallas,
even the old school fans probably don't like Dallas because of the North Star thing, because they've used the North Star moniker as their throwback nights, like their celebratory throwback nights, and you just can't do that. That's sacrilege.
You're going to make me throw up a little bit, just knowing that.
Yeah.
All right, 651-461-9226. Take a break, come back. Final segment of the opening hour of the Lake Show next. I'm just going to make a statement, and I think that I'm going to be right. But coming up here with the mayoral election, there's very little doubt in my mind, at least in Minneapolis, that Mayor Jacob Fry is going to win. And the reason why I say that is because I don't care who you are in terms of like just, I'm saying that in a broad sense, in general. If people don't know who you are, it won't matter. It won't matter. Mayor Jacob Fry has name recognition. And I believe that he will win just based off that. We can sit here and we can talk about issues with Minneapolis, issues you may have with the mayor, but who are you going to vote for? First off, we know in elections that if you got to have strong candidates, who was the strong candidate that we have that's going against Mayor Jacob Fry? Now, some people will look at Omar Fateh, right? And they'll look at him and they'll say, okay, maybe they like some of the things that he has proposed or whatever. I think that the scandal with regards to the, was it Feeding Our Future stuff? I think that that is absolutely going to be something that everybody will look at and be like, no. Because there are people, because I've never met him. There are people that I know that have met him that are more into the process of politics than I am. And I'm pretty aware of a lot of stuff that are like, no, I'm not going there. Okay?
Yeah.
He's known. The other candidates for mayor, do people know them? So, like, for instance, and I've met one of them, nice gentleman by the name of Jazz Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't think enough people know him, though. Like, name recognition means something. And I just don't. So, if you're saying, well, like, what are you saying? I'm saying that Mayor Jacob Fry is going to win. I don't think that the other candidates out there are known enough. And if you hear their name, what is actually the big thing that they're running for in terms of like what they're saying they're going to do to elevate Minneapolis?
The one takeaway I've been able to see from this race is one's been really available, especially locally, and one is, as I've seen from other sources and just myself, very available nationally as far as media. We've seen quite a bit of Omar Fateh national interviews. I haven't seen a lot of interviews done locally here, especially on this station. I think he's been on here maybe once.
Okay.
Outside of that, there has not been too much exposure to the open Minnesota media. Blois had a debate, and that's kind of forcing your hand to show up for something like that, because if you really want to be taken seriously in this race, you're going to show up for an event like that. And that is because that's what Blois does. That's the only reason we've had more than just Jacob Fry on these airways. I think Jacob Fry's done a really good job of making himself available and taking on the tough questions.
All right, so let's do it like this. Because we're sitting in downtown Minneapolis right now at the WCCO studios. Brenda Short, do you know who she is?
I know the name. I don't know her, no.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
They're running for mayor.
Yep.
Jazz Hampton, I've met him before, actually sat with him for like coffee once.
Yeah.
So I know that name, but I don't think that enough people around the metro know him. And I know this for a fact. I know that politically, like a lot of politicians don't know enough about him to get on board with him. I know that for a fact. I've been to St. Paul. I've walked the halls of the Capitol. I'm telling you, there's not enough name recognition there. Omar Fateh, like I said before, I think that the scandal, that's going to negatively impact him.
Yeah. How he's handled it post-scandal, too, is not a very good reception.
Dwayne Davis, do you know who that is?
Yes, he's a pastor?
Yep.
Yeah.
Outside of being a pastor, do you know anything else about
him? Not much, no.
See that? It's not
but
enough.
I know the names because I'm the one that puts Blois' show on every Sunday.
So no, I get that, but what I'm saying is that the average Minneapolis resident...
Saying, no, I don't, yeah.
If they say the name Dwayne Davis, and you know it just because of Blois' show and stuff like that, but I'm talking about the average person, they don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not been a lot of transparency when it comes to this race.
It's just...
Outside of Fry. I think people know... It's kind of like what we talked about with the sports aspect. We know what we have with Fry. We don't know what we have with everybody else. We've seen enough Jacob Fry to have a sample size.
You know another thing about politics that it's kind of frustrating? I get it, okay? I get it. But it gets frustrating. Is all the flyer mail that comes. I'm like, how many? Come on, man. Here I am thinking I'm going to go to the mailbox and get that Publisher's Clearinghouse big check.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the lucky winner.
Nope.
But I'm getting more mail for somebody I'll never vote for or somebody that I already know months ago I was going to vote for.
But they're fans of you. That's all that matters.
Are they really? Are they really?
Sure.
Are they really?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what they're selling you.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so real quickly, Wolves in action right now. They are on the road. It's preseason basketball, so it's not like we care a ton about
also,
it.
Also, I'm going to break your heart on air. Thanks to your regular producer who helped me out with this. We do not have NBA TV. This is not that kind of cable package.
Well, why did you out the station?
Because, that made no sense. Well, I mean, nobody. Let's
that's
be
kind of an inside.
I don't think
TV
there's a
thing.
Radio market in Minnesota that well, can afford a complex cable package.
We
includes your alma mater.
No,
KFA.
We actually do have it. Not in the setup in like when Chris is here, we'll log on and use
his.
So we do have it. Yeah. You don't have it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
sure,
but it's fine. It's the preseason.
I mean, I could scroll through, but
it's the preseason, so I don't really care as much.
You do
the Wolves right now. I care, but I don't care that much.
It's you and Corzo right here. You care the same amount, right here.
No, we don't care the same amount. 11-8 Wolves lead on NBA TV. The Wild will be dropping the puck shortly. Season opener for the Wild. They are in St. Louis taking on the Blues. They drop the puck in about 10 minutes. What else we got tonight? We've got Major League Baseball, Dodgers and Phillies.
That's going to be
we got
fun.
No, they're in the seventh inning already. We got zeros.
Really? Yeah, probably a pitching duel.
I think it's Glasnow. I don't know who's pitching for the Phillies. 0-0 in the top of the seventh. Phillies do have a runner on first with nobody out. And then also, what do we have? It's Thursday, so we've got Thursday Night Football. We've got the Eagles and Giants.
Eagles and Giants.
Oh, what a yuck game.
They've been hitting pretty good this year, but this might be the one stinker that primetime football gets with Thursdays and Mondays. So, it's been good. Thursday's been on a roll. Last year wasn't great. This year it is.
It typically isn't very good. All right, coming up next, staying with the theme of football, 7:05, regular guests, Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider. We talk Vikings and NFL. I know it's a bye week, but it's his segment. He joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.